Time for another local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Lily Carone from Atlas Farm. She's the farm store manager. Being a DJ on the radio, I am exposed to a lot of hot new bands. Like, you know, out of Brattleboro comes the Snaz, or it ebbs and flows. And if I were to say, who's the hot new farm that everybody's talking about? It's Atlas. Even though you're not that new, you've been growing as a farm for how long?
Right. This is our 11th. Season.
But I think what's making people think it's the hot new thing is the farm store on 5 and 10.
Right. And for which this is our second season.
Yeah. So that's still on the new
Pretty
end
new.
Of things.
Yeah.
I remember walking by there on Monty's March pushing a shopping cart in November and a guy putting up all the post and beam and all that sort of thing. That's what it's built out of, right?
Right. It's a post and beam. Beautiful post and beam.
Really is building. A nice way to stop if you're taking 5 and 10.
Right. We grow a very wide range of vegetables and fruits. And it's all grown either right there where that farm store is on the 40 acres we own behind it, or on the about 40 acres we farm north of there on River Road in Deerfield.
So what I really love about the farm store is it is sort of this window onto the farm, because you have all this pick your own, and I did go pick some strawberries.
Yeah, and I apologize because my wife went and picked a ton of strawberries along with all of the homeschool locusts.
They might have picked them all.
And they're gone now.
And they're gone.
Monty, because of that.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
But we were able to sort of squander away some to freeze up at the community development center in Greenfield. So
the Franklin County CDC's community.
The Center for Disease Control.
No.
It's a different thing. Confusing, but yeah.
And now there is going to be more pick your own now that strawberries are over. What can we pick our own of now?
Right. Cherry tomatoes will be soon coming, but.
And a surprise item.
And yes. Yeah,
surprise grab bag. Grab bag.
I'm going to pick my own right now. There's an actual paper bag and I don't know what's in it. And I'm going to stick my hand in here.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's a lion cub. Ah, peas.
Oh.
Sugar snap.
Let's make sure it's a snap. Let's see.
Right.
We have
shelling.
That
peas.
Wasn't a Foley effect. Neither was that. So it's 2 years with the farm stand with Atlas on 5 and 10. You know, Yankee Candle is the number two tourist attraction in the entire state of Massachusetts after Faneuil
Are you
Hall.
Thinking of selling candles?
We do sell beeswax candles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But the people that are coming to be tourists at Yankee Candle come and make that little jaunt.
They do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We're quite pleased. I mean, not only the people who are coming to visit Yankee Candle, but their employees, you know, their manufacturing happens right there. So the community there and the community from the surrounding towns have all really been pleased to have us, and we're pleased to get to know them.
I know at one point earlier in Atlas Farms history, you were doing a CSA farm share, but now you've moved away from that model and you have a different model for people who are sort of loyal and want to help you and buy from you throughout the year.
And our market share program is a way for people to receive a lot of the same benefits of a CSA, where you are paying some money up front. So, you know, initially that gives us the capital that we need at a time of year when we're buying seeds and buying the equipment we need to grow plants. But we're not at that moment selling much because we've sold it all, and it's, you know, we're at the tail end of what we've harvested and stored. Because of that, and because of the appreciation and gratitude we have for the possibility for this kind of relationship, we're able to then offer people a discount. So, for example, if you pay $90 towards the market share program, we give you $100 worth of credit on a card that you can then come and use at the farm store. And then, you know, because we're open all year round, your credit is good all year round, the cards don't expire until 7 years since the last time you used it. So, you know, essentially never.
7 years from now is never? That makes me feel wicked old. That means 7 years ago was never. Why are you called Atlas Farm?
Oh, that's a great question.
Once in a while.
Right. I wish Gideon was here to answer that himself. Atlas is his family name. It was his mother's maiden name was Atlas.
So does that make him a titan or a hero?
Of some sort. Of the
No. All right.
He's a human. But it's his middle name. So Gideon Atlas Porth.
Lily Carone from Atlas Farm, the farm store manager, and Phil Corman from CISA. There's going to be a documentary on WGBY, our local PBS affiliate, in regards to communities involved in sustaining agriculture that you're involved with.
Yeah, it's really great, and it speaks to why it's so important to have public television, because WGBY has done an agricultural documentary about how did farms get to where they are today, how did the soil get to be so fertile, and what is sort of the snapshot of farming in Western Massachusetts right now. And it's called A Long Row in Fertile Ground. It's Wednesday, July 9th, 8 p.m. Just flip that switch and watch it.
Find out more info at buylocalfood.org.